Hello, this is Kirk Ding. I'm a programmer writer at Microsoft. Today, I'm going to show you how to use the Microsoft Link Server 2013 SDK to create a script-only application to enforce custom presence settings. And this approach does not involve any special customization on the Link client. By default, Link displays certain present status such as aware by appending a time duration when such state has been for more than 5 minutes. For example, here, Jenny has been away for more than an hour, and this fact is shown in Terry's contact list. Now, how does Link computes this time duration, and it uses a last active attributes of the aggregated state character category instances. And I'm showing this using a little tools I wrote using your CMA application that catches the SIP traffic. And in this case, we see an away status of having a last active attribute. Now, first, let's see how this works. To do this, we need to first install the application manifest. Here, I'm going to run a register link server app.ps1. This PowerShell script file contains a new CS server application commandlet. This commandlet assumes that the application manifest files will be loaded from the applications, that is the server application's default directory, which is, in general, it is a C:\programfiles, Microsoft Link Server 2013/server/core. And the application manifest file is named remove last active attribute .am, which we will look at it a little later. Once I run the script, we can verify the script or the application manifest is indeed installed correctly. We use the event viewer to check for that. The event we're interested in are the LS script only application event or LS applications module event. Now the application is installed successfully. Let's force a refresh on the link client by signing out and signing in again. Voila, Jenny's away status now no longer has the time duration or that 1 hour thing shown before. We can also verify this in the schema data. I have just filed up another instance of the tools, my little tools, and we are going to look for the state category instances coming from Jenny. And the output is, now the last active attribute is no longer present in the data over the wire. Now, let's look at the code. The application manifest has the two parts. The first describes what the application is applied to. In this case, it applies to the notified request, be notified, and subscribe requests. It also applies to 200 response, and that is the some of the category, some of the presence data is going to be returned in the response to subscribe request. Now we look at the script. Once the application is passed to the script, I mean the message is passed to the script, and the application looks for the event header to verify, to check that the application is a remote presence or self-presence. Then it check the message body for the existence of the last active attributes. If it finds any, then it loop through the message body using a while loop to search and remove the attributes. Notice that the while loop is limited to less than 500 iterations per invocation. That means every script, when the script is invoked. Once all the last active attributes are removed, we update the message body and then send the request or the response back to the server. And that's it. And the code is actually quite simple. Now, let's remove the application and restore the link to its default display. To remove the application, we run a script named unregisterLinkServerApp.ps1, which contains the remove CS Server application commandlet. We use the event viewer to verify that the application is indeed removed successfully. Now we should see link restores its default display. We see the Jenny, the status still away, and we're forcing a refresh on the link client used by Terry. And now we see that the Jenny's away status has the 1 hour appended now. So that means everything is restored back to the default. That's it, and thank you very much.